Welcome, everybody, back to the Reflex Blues Show. I am your host, Donovan Beery. I'm actually recording directly from the HOW Conference. This is going to go up probably a little bit late, but today is Tuesday, May 13th, and I guess it's day two of HOW, although I flew in a little bit late, so I kind of missed out. However, so far, it's been wonderful. I'm actually recording directly from the Nina Paper booth. Thank you very much, Nina Paper. And the convention center has just opened like an hour ago, so it is a madhouse in here. There are thousands of designers everywhere. You can probably hear them in the background, and we have a couple of them with us right now. You can also follow some of my adventures here on the Nina Paper blog at ninapaperblog.com, and also co-blogging with me in lieu of Matt Porter. Matt, if you're out there, we miss you. Hopefully we'll catch you. And I know you're following from your home base, making sure that we stay on task. Bennett Hallsworth. Bennett, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Now, you actually, I mentioned I just got in here today. I remember dropping you off at the airport on what seemed like an eternity ago of like Friday. So you've been here for an entire length of a conference already.
Yeah, I've been here about 4 days in Chinatown in Boston, enjoying the conference, soaking in the city.
Now, you actually volunteered and so stuffed all these bags. Is that for the conference bags, not the Nina bags that we're looking at now, but the conference bags? You were, what 2 8-hour days of bag stuffing?
Yeah, it was supposed to be, but, you know, we were a pretty efficient team. So we actually were, I think, the first team of volunteers that stuffed all the backpack bags with goodies in 8 hours.
What is the best goodie that was stuffed in the bags? Like, what is the highlight that I'm going to be taking home with me if I can get a bag before they're all gone?
I'd say probably there's like deck of cards. It's like Deck Starter, I think, is the name of the company. Debbie did one. And there's one other design.
So yeah, there's a Draplin design. I actually picked one up for Nicholas Burrows because I knew he'd want one. So if I paid for one and I get one for free, I'm going to be mad. Or the ones in there are just something else.
In the goodie bags?
Yeah, in the goodie bags.
Yeah, there's one of either of those.
So I need to steal about 20 of these bags.
Hopefully just one.
All right, so since you have the inside scoop on this, Bennett, I'm going to ask you, how many bags were stuffed, or basically how many people actually are attending this conference, if you might have some of this information?
Seems like I heard 2,500. Was the number of bags we were stuffing.
So this is still the biggest. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And we have Justin Ahrens.
He found out. Reflex Blue Show?
Justin found out I have been and will be supporting the Rule 29 jacket all week, basically just to completely ruin his company, even though he tries to run it in the ground himself. I'm going to help him finish the job.
How can you say that? It actually looks, it makes you, it's very slimming.
Well, by the time you see me in 3 more days when you may be gone,
right,
I am not going to look good in this jacket, and your company will not look good at all.
Is it all yellow? Do you ever wash it?
Yeah, I mean, he's very, very slim, very, very tight.
Yeah, this thing actually has added weight to me. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. It's all by design.
Now, I actually flew in, as I mentioned earlier, that I flew in late, and people have been asking why. Basically, what happened was I looked at the schedule, I saw when you spoke, and I made sure to come in directly after that was over. So what was it that you were yapping about on the stage today?
Well, first of all, thank you, as always, for the compliments and just the confidence that you give me in our friendship. I really appreciate that.
Well, you're already done, so no one cares.
Yeah. Today I talked about how we could have passion in our work and how we focus our time to do the kind of work that really matters to you, which you could have used.
No, I gave up passion long ago, and when you see me in this Rule 29 jacket, you'll understand that.
Oh, I see. So it's just, you know, drugs and alcohol now? Is that how it is?
We are at a conference.
Oh, okay. So are you telling me you've given up, or have you lost the desire and passion to be awesome?
Well, I figured I would come in and hopefully get that again. Did I actually miss the only talk that would have given me that?
Oh, no. There's much better talks than mine that you can go to, and so your choice to come in later was wise.
Okay. No, but I'm sure your presentations always do well. So I'm sure you probably even got a standing ovation. Everyone loved it because you do speak well. And by the way, if anyone's out there listening, regardless, if you have the chance to see Justin speak, he's one of the top in our profession, and you should take that opportunity.
Wow.
Oh, that'll be edited out later. Don't worry about that. That's all gone.
No, actually, this talk this year I was really excited about. It was sort of amalgam all the things I've talked about in the last... I think this is my eighth time at Howe. So it was one of those moments where, I don't know, everything kind of came together, felt really good. So, no, I was glad to do it. And I was actually missed you. I missed looking down and looking at your face and watching you weep as they talk about things that really matter.
All right, well, I'm sorry the schedule didn't work out this time. I will find a better excuse to miss your next presentation, but... Thank you very much, Justin. It was great to talk to you.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right, and over here we got Jamie Saunders. Jamie, when I came to this booth, and it seems like it's only been open an hour, but I couldn't see the booth when I walked in here, and already, like, the bags are gone. I mean, the Nina bags must go as quick as anything at this thing.
Yeah, it was, like, total melee. We went through about 1,000 bags in the last hour. Crazy.
Well, we got to appreciate you bringing me and Bennett in to blog for you. And you really probably should have taken advantage of Bennett's bag stuffing abilities, because that's what he was doing this weekend. He said that his crew got him stuffed in half the time as usual.
Oh, my Lord. See, we were looking for good help, but I heard the Howe folks had all the good help. I'm just kidding.
All right, well, hopefully Bennett will help us out. So ninapaperblog.com. What is the big thing that you guys are promoting at this conference? Because you guys always have, like, new things turning, and there's always it's amazing because paper's been around for, what, 10, 20 years now. I mean, like, 3-4 years longer than the web.
At least.
And yet there's still, like, new stuff to be found. So what's the new thing that's happening here in the paper world in Nina?
Yep, so hot off the press from Faye Printing in Wisconsin and designed by designer.
And that's like F-E-H?
F-E-Y.
F-E-Y, yeah, it's Faye, F-E-Y.
Been in business long, long time. And we've been working with them and Design Army out of Washington, D.C., to launch the Power of Paper piece.
Now, is Design Army here? Are they going to be signing these swatch books? Are they, because they're only a couple hours away, are they not able to make it?
They weren't able to come up this time. I had a conflict, a speaking engagement, I believe, for Jake. But they actually did send us about 500 posters, the limited edition ones like you see here on the back of the booth, all Boston themed. And we're going to give those out tomorrow between 12 and 6 at the cabinet booth.
Oh, you mean last week, because we're releasing these, I think, when I get back to the office.
Yeah, I mean, so if you are listening to this, you didn't get one, probably.
But they're awesome. So, well, thank you, Jamie. We'll touch base tomorrow and see how fast these things went.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for helping us out.
And look who just walked up to the Nina booth, Andy Epstein. Andy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Now, you're basically running the is it the in-house section of this Howe conference?
Yeah, I'm the program director for the in-house managers conference.
Now, that sounds big, but on the other hand, they just added like a fifth conference to the conference with the leadership thing. So, are they trying to demote you, or what do you have to do to keep staking your claim here?
Yeah, well, so the programming that we do is more so than that additional track that's been added, which I think is relevant to everybody who comes to the design conference. Ours is still focused very much on the specific issues that people working in a corporation, creatives working in a corporation encounter. So it's a little bit more tactical, little less high level than someone like than topics like Malcolm Gladwell or Seth Godin would tackle in their talks. So the relevance is more unique to in-house team members.
And I guess that's really the selling point of this conference over other ones, is you can see the big speakers, the stage speakers. That there's other conferences that those guys will go to, but then in addition, there's like, I mean, how many other places do like an in-house conference compared to this one?
Right, you completely nailed what I think is the unique value that this conference offers. So, yeah, you get that great inspirational high-level stuff that is relevant to everybody, but then when you want to drill down in what's going on in your day-to-day, whether you're an individual designer who's a freelancer, or whether you're managing a team in an in-house department, that type of programming is available for you here at this conference.
Now, since you guys rotate this up, what's the thing that's exciting you the most about your track, about the in-house track, like, that you're doing? What's kind of the thing that when it came to be, or that you created, that you think is kind of fun this year that is happening?
Yeah, so there's two things there. I'll spill the beans because I'm going to touch on this.
This is going live, like, this conference happened a week ago, so you don't have to worry about it. There's no beans to spill. It's already in the past, man.
Okay, great. So, and I'm going to mention this in the welcome address. There's two things going on. One is that definitely, in having spoken with all of the session speakers at the In-House Managers Conference, there's this overarching theme of change and adapting to change. And so one of the kind of themes that we're pushing forward in the In-House Managers Conference is not change management, but change leadership. So that's one thing that I find really exciting. And that'll be a thread throughout all the talks. The other is that we made a conscious decision this year to kind of break the types of sessions into three buckets, to use a little corporate speak there. So we've got really tactical sessions about project management, or even my session, which is...
These are the ones where you can actually convince your boss to pay for a conference by doing these, right?
You nailed it. That's exactly right. You can go back and say, I learned how to do this. That's going to make our department more efficient by X percent.
Which will pay for your conference. So that's my tip is pull out those two sessions, say... Those are the ones that you come back and report to your boss, and then the fact that you saw Sagmeister is a bonus.
That's exactly right. You totally nailed it. And then the other two are, we've got case studies. So we've got Adam Condos from Pep Boys, who's coming to speak about their rebrand. And then Jen Kortner, who heads up the Discovery Channel in-house team. They were just awarded, I think it was last year, 2013.
I always forget. I always hear these big company names, and I forget, oh, yeah, they have in-house departments. I you know, for some reason, you don't even think about it. You're like Pep Boys, oh, yeah, they have in-house people, sure.
Oh, yeah, huge. And these guys, just to add to that, what's amazing is having gotten to know Adam pretty well, having met him at a prior in-house, conference, is just how integral they are to what's going on and relevant they are to what's going on in their companies from a design perspective. But I just want to mention the third bucket, which is the kind of the more blue sky, not quite at the Malcolm Gladwell level, but some of the more strategic type of practices we need to engage in as in-house design team managers. So that's showing up in some of the sessions like Justin Connect's innovation session that'll cap off the conference, and then actually more in the beginning, Todd Henry's opening keynote about how to become more effective as a team and within an in-house environment. So it's a whole range.
Now, how many years have you been actually running this in-house part of the How? Because I've seen you at a number of these things.
Yeah, I was really lucky. Glenn Arnowitz and I, way back in the... like 2004, 2005, were tapped by Bryn Muth to work with her and Hal to create the first in-house managers conference. It was in Chicago. I've been fortunate enough to partner with Hal ever since then in helping program the in-house managers conferences.
Well, it's been fun for me to watch how it's evolved from its own conference to merging with the conference, just still keeping a lot of the things that I think are important for the in-house people. So good work, and it'll be fun to see how it progresses throughout the years, because I assume they'll want to keep this for the at least next year, and I don't know how far ahead they plan on these things.
Yeah, I think that the whole idea of the concurrent tracks, and that you might have kind of a focus in one area, but you've got this opportunity to partake in sessions that aren't necessarily part of the track that you primarily came to is really valuable. I mean, I'm sure there are going to be, out of the 6 to 8 sessions that are in the in-house track, some of which are maybe redundant or unnecessary for someone coming for in-house to attend. Maybe they've already nailed that particular aspect of what's going on in their team. So what this affords them to do is to go to another session and not feel like they had to sacrifice something by having to sit in on a session that isn't relevant to them.
Yeah, and part of that is also, I assume, if someone comes to this thing 3-4 years in a row, there's the one session that's great, but after you've seen it, you've kind of seen it, and this kind of allows them to, I assume, escape and go to something maybe they haven't seen before.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because, you know, a lot of people do like to come back and be part of the conference, but there is a... There are certain fundamental sessions that we're going to want to offer for people who come in that are new that will be redundant for somebody else. So, yeah, you're right. The scene there, been there, done that, or scene that's been there, done that, those people can go and take advantage of something else that's happening at the conference.
Well, thank you very much, Andy, and we'll hopefully see you a few other times around this conference and look forward to seeing how it turns out.
Oh, yeah, I'll be walking around. I'm sure I'll see you again.
And that's about it for the day one wrap-up. We'll be back tomorrow to, I guess this is day two. So we'll be back tomorrow with day three. And we're also, while I'm here, I've got some great interviews. We've already interviewed Bob Gill, wonderful, wonderful designer. And we got a couple others lined up, so keep following us throughout the week. You can find out more, 36point.com.
The Reflex Blue Show with Donovan Beery is hosted at 36point.com. Music by Dustlab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.